Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. Joining me is my co-host this Sunday morning, Lakhit Peeris. Today being the 29th of March, to be precise. And our top news, though, from my viewpoint and Lakhit's viewpoint here on www.goforgold is none other than the school's president's knockout semi-final being played between Trinity and Wesley, concluded at the Royal College Complex yesterday. Now, remember, before we came into this particular game, the win predictor indicated that Wesley has 62% advantage based on the fact that they had a heavier set of forwards. They were much quicker, they impressed, and they were playing in Colombo conditions. But the underdogs, Trinity, came out with what we term as a superlative performance, proving to the entire rugby fraternity that it's one of the finest sides, being captained by Shan Altaf, and they came out with a sterling performance, completely outplayed the Double Blues, winning the game by a massive margin of 49 points to 29 after leading 28 points to 17 in the first half. I was talking to Tony Amit, who gave me his views. I'll come with his views first. He said the secret behind the Trinity success was that they excelled in their defense. They were very good in their defense. Then they retained and recycled the ball beautifully, which he says Wesley had no answer. But he himself sort of admitted, well, the scoreline is something that he would not have betted on before the game started. But he quickly added that Wesley are a good team, but they were completely rattled by a far superior team in Trinity. And then I also asked him, I said, Tony, do you foresee a Royal Trinity final in the President's tournament? He did not comment, but he said, I won't be surprised. Okay, then I also spoke to I've not spoken to Shane Dullaver on this particular game. I couldn't get through to him, but I did speak to Shyam Impert, the former Wesley stalwart, and he said that Trinity played a much better game, and they admit that they were far superior on the day against Wesley. And he said, for reasons best known to Wesley, he just can't fathom as to how they flopped on the given day. So well played, Trinity, into the finals. But today's game between Royal and Isipathana will decide who will meet the Kandy Lions in the finals. Right, before I go into any international cricket, yesterday we had the 49th Battle of the Mustangs Trophy, in which all credit must go to Royal College for winning the game DLS method by 16 runs. But to me, St. Thomas is scoring 313 for 4 as a schoolboy team, with Jaden Amaravira, who made that 100 brilliant innings in the second innings of the three-day match, came up trumps again. He made 184 in 149 deliveries with 14 boundaries. I hope this young man will take his cricket seriously, because he looks a very good potential. Metuka Gunaratna made 37 and Rafael Hetige 44 for St. Thomas's. Gamage 1 for 63, expensive. Ramiro Pereira 1 for 47. But Royal came out with a sterling performance, mind you. They played fascinating cricket, mind you. In 48 overs, of course, lights were fading. They made 291 runs for 6 wickets, and they won the game, the DLS equation, by 16 runs. Vimuth Dinsara, the under-19 captain who captains Royal, brilliant 108. Lianarachi made 51. And Ramiro Pereira, the Royalist, made 38. None of the Thomian bowlers were impressive yesterday. Shanil Pereira, 2 for 66. But I thought he was a shade below par as well. Now, before I wind up, I just forgot to mention to you the player of the match in the Trinity Wesley first semi-final concluded yesterday at the Royal College Complex went to Abdul Malik, brilliant player for Trinity. Trinity, 7 goals and Presley, 5 tries and 2 goals. So I think Wesley missed out on a trick or two. Nevertheless, great game of rugby. Right, the South Africa under 19 girls beat Zimbabwe under 19 in Nigeria by a big margin of 70 runs. South Africa under 19 is 133 for 5. Zimbabwe 63 for 8. Now, we had the first game in the IPL, the long opener, where Sunrisers Hyderabad unfortunately were put into bat. They did very well. They made 201 runs for 9 wickets. But sadly, only Ishan Kishan impressed as far as the top order batters were concerned. He made 80 in 38 deliveries, wonderful strike rate of 210, 8 boundaries, 5 massive sixes. Hendrish Claassen made 31 in the middle order, and Aniket Warmath 43 of 18 deliveries that got the Sunrisers Hyderabad past the 200 mark. Jacob Duffy took 3 for 22 and Romaria Shepherd expensive 3 for 54. But the defending champions, Royal Challengers Bangalore, came out with a sterling performance. In just 15.4 overs, they got to the target, 203 for 4. Virat Kohli unbeaten on 69. Padikkal unbeaten on 61. Sad I can't mention any of the bowlers who bowled for Sunrisers Hyderabad yesterday, because they were simply being carted all around the park. So well played, the defending champions. They played in their home turf in Bengaluru, the Chinnaswamy Stadium, and the home crowd was absolutely fascinated by their performance. It was a huge crowd that gathered in their numbers. We hope you did enjoy our morning episode on www.goforgold.lk, our podcast. On behalf of my co-host Lakith Peeris, this is Brian Thomas signing off. I'm going to spin you a couple of records, being Sunday, a holiday. Sit back, relax, enjoy it. And don't forget, today we have 2 important games coming up here locally. Of course, the semi-finals, the second semi-finals of the President's Knockout Rugby Tournament in the schools between Royal and Isipathana to be played at the Sugathadasa Stadium. And of course, Mumbai Indians will be seen on Pursuit under the guidance of Coach Mahela Jayawardena, and they play against Kolkata Knight Riders. Thanks for being in our company. Wish you all a very blessed Sunday.